You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr. Gary Lawrence in his sizzling syncopators in 1980 on the Columbia album of that name, an LP, by goodness. Copenhagen. Depends on what side of the river you're on, I guess. But Copenhagen, named after the snuff, by the way. So I mean, kids don't do snuff. It's not good for you at all. And that's a good band, and I have a few more of those I'm going to transfer and play. I just felt like that. I should transfer people who are actually working right now and see what they're up to. But they know who they are, and they're all doing a great job. This is Radiola, and I'm trying to do the best job I can under the circumstances. And you know who I am, so I've just told you that. Guyon's Paris or Paradise, not Paris, but Paradise Orchestra, Jules Herbivore, and this was named after a particular ballroom, and the Guyon owned a lot of those. So, but Herbivore is he's a good leader. So this is a good band from 1922, an OK, Lost, A Wonderful Girl. Thank you.
Every boy wants to be her big brother. The little birds above her, they all love her. When she's out, they start to sing. Tell me, Dad, ain't you glad that I call her? Say it loud, ain't you proud of your daughter? I love her, oh, Ma, oh, Pa, oh, Pa, oh, Ma. Isn't she the sweetest thing?
Jack Shilkret's orchestra, Arthur Hall on the vocal, Isn't She the Sweetest Thing, 1925, and Arthur Hall was not a crooner. International Novelty Orchestra, Until Tomorrow, a nice tango, in fact, so we're looking forward to tomorrow eventually. When it gets here, by the time it gets here, it won't seem like tomorrow. 1924, and the Guyan's Paradise Orchestra, Jules Herbivore, Lost a Wonderful Girl, 1922. This is Radiola, and I'm Andy Senior, and I have encyclopedias here. Yes, I do. I have paper reference. I believe in dead trees, and I keep them around. Despite everybody seems to be wanting to upload things into their cranium or whatever, putting little chips in and such. You can't MIDI reality. It just doesn't work that way. I'm sorry. So I don't know. This is yes, we're really hanging on to that stuff too. We love it. So we're gonna proceed now with Nat Shilkret and the Victor Orchestra, Bellman on the vocal, 1929, Wishing and Waiting for Love. Here they are. Thank you.
by my own song. I'm Mrs. Kissin' and want some. I'm getting nervous, wishing and waiting for love. I'm gonna steal it from someone. I feel like taking it from one. I get the fidgets, wishing and waiting for love. I bought a gown, finest in town. It cost me most of my dough. I look my best when I get dressed. Then I have no place to go. I'm always round by my own some. I'm missing kissing and want some. I'm growing older, wishing and waiting for love.
Thank you. something tells me I'm gonna get you. There's no use trying to give me the air, 'cause I'll never stand for that. No use denying we'd make a great pair, dear. I may seem drastic, but love's elastic. Please stretch a point, dear, for me. You may resist me for a little while, dear. I'm gonna get you, wait and see.
Gus Arnheim and his Coconut Grove Orchestra. Bing Crosby again, I'm Gonna Get You, 1931. And that should satisfy our Bing Crosby quotient for about quota. And see, even I'm slipping. I'm not so sure I want to live in a world where LOL is a word. The Varsity 8, Irving Kaufman. Gloriana, 1928. I love that song, and it ought to be played more, and there it is. Nat Shulkret and the Victor Orchestra. Bellman, Wishing and Waiting for Love, 1929. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior, and I don't know, this is lovely stuff here, and some of it's somber. Maybe I'll start feeling like this guy soon, although I wouldn't gamble. Reverend J.M. Gates with his congregation in 1926 on OK, The Dying Gambler.
I'm going to sing a song. The subject of this song is Dying Gambler. There was a dying gambler on his bed who gambled his life away, midnight rambling, who stayed on his knees until daybreak in the afternoon. And there this man wasted away his life, and while dying, death had him on his dying bed. You could have heard him singing this song when it was too late. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord. Back on a day when you're on your dying bed, okay, you have to own just what you are. This gambler ought to heard him say, I am a gambler. I am a gambler. I am a gambler. Say, gambler won't hear your mother now. You ought to heard this dying Lord gambler. Jesus. When he looked and saw his mother standing by his dying bed, he said, pray for me, mother. That made the true connection with the soul and body, ought to heard him continue to cry, I am a rolling. I am a rolling.
sweet? Is she neat? Is she the kind you'd like to meet? Oh boy, it's a pleasure. Can she love? Turtle dove. She's got more than I'm telling of. Oh boy, it's a pleasure. She looks so bashful for a heavy lover, but what she knows she keeps in undercover is her kiss full of bliss. She's got the kind I can't resist. Oh boy, what a pleasure.
The Lumberjacks, and they're okay. No, they were on Cameo. That's an Irving Mills group. The vocalist is supposed to be Irving Mills. It sounds to me a lot like Tom Stax, but the two guys had a very similar range, and I suppose Irving could drift into Tom Stax land if he wanted to. And at the end, there's that little trombone break right at the very end that certainly is. Jack Teagarden. If it's anyone else, I'll buy somebody dinner. Oh boy, it's a pleasure. 1928. Red and Miff Stompers, Davenport Blues, 1927. And you know who those guys are. And that was on Victor, so it wasn't their usual venue, but nice stuff there. And Reverend J.M. Gates, The Dying Gambler, 1926. And that's true. There's no more efficient way to throw your money away than gambling. Yes. That's the best way to do it. If you just want to, you can do either that or just, drop it in the toilet. But then you'd have to pay a plumber to unclog the toilet. And he'd get all the money. So he'd win the jackpot. But this is Radio. I'm Andy Sr. And this is the jackpot for me every week. We have all these great recordings. On Regal's Xenophone in 1934, David Brindley is singing this song called Josephine, which is not the one that you remember by Wayne King. This is an earlier tune, and this was from Little Women. Yes, and I believe, if I remember the label correctly, which I saw some years ago now, maybe last year, this was written by Max Steiner. So it's from the movie. I've never heard this song before, but here it is, Josephine. And it does welcome spring. So let's just do that.
Winter has gone, and with a newborn spring comes the joy, the hope, and the dream. So from the garden of my heart I bring this token of my esteem. Josephine, Josephine, here's a tender little rose that I give. Alone my secret knows that I love you forever and for aye. Dashing are its petals at your very name, only your sweet beauty puts the rose to shame.
right down and cried. Then both looked over my way to take somebody's side. But he's my pal and she's the gal I've longed for. So you see, I couldn't tell them what to do. I'd hate to lose his friendship. A friend is hard to find. And yet I'd be so happy if I could make her mine. I wanted them to part but couldn't say so. Can't you see, I couldn't tell them what to do. I couldn't say they were just not mated. Cause if I did, well, you know what I'd be. And yet I wish they were separated. Because I know next to him she likes me. They argued there for hours and had me in it too. Then I got up and left them. What else was there to do? Cause he's my pal and she's the gal I've longed for. Can't you see I couldn't tell them what to do?
Thank you.
Lionel Hampton and his orchestra. And that's appropriate. 1937, on the sunny side of the street. Well, yes. You can't quite fry an egg on the sidewalk, but you could poach one. And before that, Sunny South and his colleague, well, this is really, you know, forcing the issue, or belaboring it, I should say. Dick Robertson, and I think he led that group, was nominally his, but Sunny South was on the Bluebird issue in 1933. I couldn't tell them what to do. And that's a little crunchy because when in the Depression, people used to buy a record and play it and play it and play it with the same needle because it was a Depression. What were we going to do, buy new needles? Yeah, people had to stand in line for those, like with bread. David Brindley, Josephine, 1934 on Regal Xenophone. It's a little sweeter than we play normally on the show. We normally like to be a little more whatever, but it certainly fits the season, and I'm glad to play it. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and are we glad to be here. This is sort of a counterintuitive selection, but it will make sense. It's actually not. It's got a lovely, excellent vocal by Jenny Sims on it. This is Kay Kaiser and his orchestra with the St. Louis Blues from 1939. And just be glad I'm not playing the other side. Here it is.
I've got those mean old St. Louis blues.
John Kirby and his orchestra, by request. And I don't play a lot of requests, but if a listener's been with me a long time and as a sensible request, I will be happily play it. You bet. And even a listener who hasn't been with me a long time has something that I happen to have around, I will play that also. But I'm not a jukebox. This has to fall a certain way, but this worked. This is Impromptu, based on the Chopin piece, from which the tune I'm Always Chasing Rainbows was taken. That's from 1939, and John Kirby had an amazing group, and that goes out to Dan, who knows who he is, and I hope he enjoyed that. But John Kirby had an amazing group. He was a bass player, but he sort of almost in the vein of Raymond Scott. But you had Charlie Shavers on trumpet, Russell Prokop on sax, I believe Buster Bailey on clarinet, Billy Kyle on piano, a very nice and underrated piano player, O'Neill Spencer on drums. But what a group that is, and I'm so glad. I have a few more of those I may play as time goes on, just because sometimes this show tends to be a little 20s heavy, and I want to work in some things from the 30s too, because I enjoy those. It's just a matter of finding stuff that fits and sounds good in the program. Kay Kaiser and his orchestra, Ginny Sims, doing a very nice job. And I don't know what she was doing with that band, but she was pretty good. And that was the St. Louis Blues, triple-tonguing trumpets and all, in 1939. And the other side of that recording, which I'm going to tantalize you and say that I think it was possibly the worst song written and recorded in the 1930s. But that is, of course, St. Louis Blues, so we can get away with that here. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior. It is spring. It's feeling good. Again, thanks to Dennis for sending those lovely and marvelous things that he made. And I do appreciate when people... Yeah, I do what I do because I have to. This show is like a salmon swimming upstream for me. It's my, it's what I do naturally. But I appreciate it when people go out of their way to show that they enjoy it, and I enjoy it no matter what people enjoy. But the fact that somebody likes what I'm doing means a lot to me. And I'm Andy Senior, and boy, thanks. That's very, you know, gratitude, and you know, I'm just looking forward to we're not going anywhere, unlike the Encyclopedia Britannica. Although I've got a few extra sets here, so if anybody needs to look something up, just stop over and I'll let you do that. The Nat Shulkrit and his Victor Orchestra. Here it is, our theme, but played at the end of the show. Lovely, lovely version of this. Nice. Store dealer stock copy of Wake Up Chillin', Wake Up. And yes, springtime is hovering there.